Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Crosscutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment.
I'm recording this podcast on May 5th, 2017. I'm here at Stir Trek in Columbus, Ohio, which takes place in the Schottenstein Center on the Ohio State University campus. My guest today is a developer at Ohio State University and a former co-worker and great friend of mine, Joseph Dover Bell Ferguson. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Matt. How about yourself?
Are you impressed I remembered the middle initials?
I'm impressed, and also it's a little scary because I think I'm probably the only Joseph Dover Bell Ferguson, so my anonymity is now gone.
I'll bleep your middle names. So what are you doing at OSU these days?
Since you abandoned us, I actually made a move from student life to the James Cancer Center. I work with the research arm of the James Cancer Center at OSU. I am a developer working primarily on the cancer.osu.edu website. The primary technology we use is SiteCore for the website. We write that with .NET, C#.
Yeah, the James Cancer Center, one of the most prominent cancer hospitals in the nation, no big deal. What sort of tools are you working with?
SiteCore is a CRM marketing tool, content management system. It's really this all-inclusive customer experience management interface. Initially, when I was initially hired by the group, the purpose was to move sites that were done in SharePoint and in older versions of content management systems, and to move that into SiteCore, with the primary focus on personalization down the road. So during the process of finding bids and trying to select the right software, SiteCore won out because of the personalization and the marketing tools. As you know, living in Columbus, Ohio, and going all across the country, you probably see signs about the Ohio State University and the James Cancer Center, Comprehensive Cancer Center, the hospital here at OSU. So the purpose is to try to attract more attention, to suit the needs of patients, survivors, donors, and anyone else that's part of the process. So researchers, doctors. It's a marketing tool used for not just for patients, but for those people that are helping the patients as well.
That's cool. And you mentioned C# and SQL Server. Is that correct? That's what you're using?
The software is runs against .NET. We primarily use C# with it. I do some jQuery, some JavaScript. The site is also backed with a SQL database. We have a Solr indexing server on the back end to do searching. We also, with this upgrade that we're completing now to the newest version, 8.2, we're making a transition into using MongoDB for the analytics engine. Yeah, I know. It's MongoDB. Ideally, I'd like to understand how it works in comparison to other NoSQL database platforms to go alongside with what I do outside of the university and the work I do on the side.
I'm sorry, Joe. This podcast is over.
It's because you have to cancel it. I'm just answering the questions, Matt.
No, that's great. That's really cool. So you've been working with some of those Mongo integrations with SiteCore?
Yeah, actually, they brought, while we were doing the upgrade process, right when we started the upgrade process, they brought in someone from Mongo to do training. And that was my first exposure. Given the exposure I had to MongoDB during that process and the information I've got from you about Couchbase, that's really the depth of my experience with NoSQL databases. So I'm looking forward to learning more about it and being able to use NoSQL databases for various types of data that we're using. So internally and externally, projects at the university and outside the university, we see that transferring data via JSON makes a lot more sense.
So if you had to pick one thing about SiteCore that you like the best, your favorite thing about SiteCore, what would that be?
When I look at SiteCore and compare it to some of the other content management systems out there and marketing tools out there, I think it's flexibility. And the community. SiteCore has a really good community of developers. they all kind of gear themselves in helping each other. The conference that we're at here today is a prime example of what happens when you get a lot of developers that just want to share ideas and be able to kind of extend. I mean, if you consider what we do when we do programming, we're extending the tools that are already available to make them and to make them flex and do what we need them to do. That's always easier when you have a community working with you. So I've enjoyed working with the people that I've worked with, the developers and the teams from Denmark and locally with Sitecore. They have symposiums and conferences every year, and every few months there's user groups that it really helps a lot with feeling better about the product and the implementation practices and best case uses.
So I'm going to flip it right now, and if you knew me, you knew I would flip it. If you had to pick one thing about Sitecore that you don't like as much or could see improvement in that area, what would it be?
Well, I'm in the middle of an upgrade process right now. I think the challenge that I see the most has a lot to do with what's exposed to the developers. So nobody likes to have to open up a DLL and find out what's inside and then figure out how the original programmers intended something to work and then fix it or write it differently to make it work as expected or as planned. We find that from time to time, just like any other piece of software. Sometimes you find issues that have been advertised, and since Sitecore is a marketing tool, sometimes our marketing team gets sold things that don't necessarily work as they're expected to. So within the last few months, I've had to do a lot of decompiling of DLLs to try to find the right solutions to problems. Again, since we're on more of the cutting edge side when it comes to our implementation practices and updating as quickly as possible for some of the requirements we have for privacy data, that has required us to move forward a bit faster than what would be expected for a university. As you probably recall from working on campus, we didn't always move the fastest in this situation. We're at a bit of a standstill if we don't. So we're jumping from something, a platform that was a version of Sitecore that's about 4 or 5 years old, to jumping to the newest, latest, best, which means that a lot of the things that were originally written have to be replaced or rewritten. So
are you still using SQL Server 2000?
No, no, I do remember those days of us using SQL Server 2000. Thankfully, that is not the case. Good Lord. Thankfully, that's not the case.
Sounds like you're getting some good use out of Sitecore, some good value there. So you might recommend for people to check it out. Is there any sort of competing tools that people might want to consider while looking for something like Sitecore?
I think if you can probably go upstairs and we can wander around those halls and find a couple of good uses. I think there was a guy here from Telerik that was talking about their tool. I wouldn't be the person to best make that decision. As you know, the group that we came from before, we had an internal site management system that we looked at as strictly a content management system. Sitecore over time is becoming more and more closely related to a CRM. I think there, as the future kind of pushes forward, we'll see more implementation that seems and feels more like Salesforce than we'll see things that look and feel like WordPress or Drupal. So I think if anybody is interested in trying to select the best content management system or marketing tool for their business organization or themselves, it would make sense to take a look at Sitecore. I think the best place to go is probably sitecore.net for some of that information. And I think that most people will find that given your use and the tools, you're either going to lean on the marketing side, and that's the reason why you go with Sitecore, or you will lean more on the content management side, and that may force you down the path of another tool. But I like the flexibility that Sitecore gives, and for the processes that we have at the Cancer Center, at the James Cancer Center here at the Ohio State University, I feel like Sitecore is probably the best tool for what we want it to do.
Very insightful comments. I guess you guys have thought about this a lot, so that's great.
Yeah, well, when dealing with it on a daily basis for years and being kind of the only developer on the James Cancer Center side, we get a really intimate experience with Sitecore, the goods and bads.
So if I wanted to learn more about Sitecore, could you recommend some resources? I mean, you mentioned sitecore.net already. Any place else I might want to go?
I think the best place to start would be sitecore.net. There's docs.sitecore.net, and there's a developer network attached to sitecore.net as well. Sitecore has a series of, they have a designation for their partners and professionals. They have Sitecore MVPs, experienced users who participate in the community. I've worked under and with some very well-versed Sitecore developers. You look up Sitecore MVPs and blogs, I think you'll find a host of information and resources. There's documentation. If you go through the publications, Rocks and the like, you'll find books that are related to Sitecore. But I think the most up-to-date information is going to be found through those MVPs and through the primary Sitecore.net website.
Is there anything else you'd like to promote or plug before we wrap up the show? Contact info or anything else you're working on?
Yeah, well, Matt, as you know, Twitter's probably not the best place to get a hold of me. I tend to stay a little bit more quiet from time to time. Nowadays, the best way to get a hold of me would be to contact me on Twitter and wait about 3 weeks before I see it. My name on Twitter is Joe Ferg, Joeferg. Project that I'm working on with my brother and some interns and some friends here in the city. It's called Zip It. It's an event locator application. So if your visitors went to zipit.today, there should be a sign up for an alpha. Right now we have a mobile web version of the application, and we're working on a new version that will be out shortly, and we want to get some beta signups. The new version will be using Ionic 2 and Angular 2.
I'm going to put these links in the show notes at crosscuttingconcerns.com. My guest today has been Joseph Ferguson. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Matt. Have a good day.
This has been the Crosscutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves, 2017. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Audacity, Skype, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy the music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com to submit your name and idea.
But I don't know. Hey, it's what works, man. Whatever sounds best in the ear.
You're not a prescriptivist.
No, no.
You never have been. With linguistics, too.
You can't be like that. You can't be like that. It's not helpful. The world doesn't work, and there's a way that we think the world works, and then there's the way the world actually works. So why would we try to...
Profound.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any
sense. Saying the world don't move to a beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You shouldn't have walked down the MongoDB path.
I didn't know.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I need to tell him you're using MongoDB. I need to tell him so we can not have to talk about that.
That's okay.